Welcome to the Humble Podcaster, the podcast where we help you follow through on your dreams of creating your own show by providing practical knowledge, tips, and tricks on podcast production. I'm your host, Chris Hill, and have you ever wondered what makes folks like Joe Rogan so successful at podcasting? I mean, think about it. He goes from hosting Fear Factor to being, for lack of a better term, a thought leader in our society because of his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. I mean, going from TV game show host to number one podcaster in the world? Like, that's crazy. Well, in truth, it's really not. Unless you consider an 11-year journey to its acquisition by Spotify, The Big Leap. By all accounts that I've researched, Joe Rogan started his podcast without much strategy. He wanted to have a show, and he had some minor celebrity because of his time on Fear Factor, and he leveraged that into getting good and increasingly interesting and more famous guests. Now, that's the incredibly truncated version anyway. But we're not here to do a case study on Joe Rogan, because, this may be a shocker, it's not what he did that matters in the 11 years. What matters is what happened in the minds of his listeners and the broader podcasting audience. You see, he's been podcasting a long time, and podcasts have only really been around since 2005. Well, 2002, if you want to get really technical, but let's not get bogged down in the details right now. Because of his Fear Factor platform and his celebrity status, people already perceived him as someone interesting to listen to, which I'm sure propelled his early podcast growth. But what kept him going, aside from great interviews and content, was the fact that for many people, Joe became known for his podcasting to the point where many consider him synonymous with the word podcast. This is one reason the internet has such a strong reaction to Spotify buying him out. You take Joe and put him on a single platform, and you are essentially shutting down the independent podcast industry. And to that point, I guarantee you that if I look, I will find at least one Death of Podcasting article that's a reaction to Joe Rogan and his move to Spotify. It was that significant for the industry. Actually, hang on a sec. Ha! I found it. May 27th, 2020. It's an article titled, "The Death of Independent Podcasting: What Spotify is Trying to Do with the Joe Rogan Deal." And for more context on why that might be considered the death of podcasting, that announcement came a year after Luminary and other Netflix of podcasting quote-unquote services were announced, as well as Spotify going on a spate of acquisitions. The fear was that podcasting would become siloed and managed much in the way traditional media is managed. You'd create some interesting content, and then you'd sign up with a major studio or label. Joe, the ubiquitous podcast demigod Rogan, was a leading indicator of this, or he was supposed to be. Perhaps in a later series I'll dive into what happened there, but that's not the central point of this episode. What really matters here is answering the question, why the heck did people freak out? The answer, truly, is all about positioning. Positioning is defined as how you differentiate yourself in the mind of your listener. If you want to go study up on the concept, I highly recommend you read Positioning, The Battle for Your Mind by Al Reese and Jack Trout, as well as Obviously Awesome by April Dunford. These books will give you a deeper understanding for this topic and its importance for what we're discussing in this episode. The challenge with positioning is that if we're not intentional about it, the audience will decide where we belong. Personally, I don't think that Joe Rogan set out to be the number one podcast in the world. I think he created good content early enough in the market to where people recognized him as being a good podcaster, and eventually he became the quote-unquote best podcaster. Today, the Joe Rogan Experience is one of the most popular podcasts in the world. Therefore, more people know about this show than almost any other show in podcasting. If you ask people to name one podcast they've heard of, chances are they'll say the Joe Rogan Podcast. And yeah, it's not likely they'll know the full show name. Just that Joe Rogan does a podcast, because that's all that matters. Joe might as well be the Coca-Cola of podcasting. He's got the number one spot, his brand is ubiquitous with the product, and Coke, of course, is a great example of positioning, too. You know, heck, in the South, we don't even call them soft drinks or soda or pop, just Coke. Kind of like you can say, I listen to Joe Rogan, and automatically we know you listen to podcasts. Now, for those of you avid podcasters listening, yes, I know there are better shows out there, just like I know Dr. Pepper is better than Coke, and Dr. Enough is the holy grail of soft drinks. But this isn't about what's better. It's about what everyone knows. And everyone knows Coke, just like everyone knows Joe Rogan. Of course, this means that Joe's move to Spotify was the new Coke of podcasting. If you don't recall New Coke, and I sure don't, I'm sorry boomers, but it was released 8 months before I was born. It was essentially a new formula of Coke that was meant to replace Coke Classic. It caused an uproar in 1985 and almost ruined the company's brand. Just like Joe Rogan's Spotify acquisition indicated certain death for podcasting as we know it, according to some journalists. So what does this mean for us lowly podcasters? You know, the other 2 million of us that aren't synonymous with the word podcasting. Well, as it turns out, positioning doesn't just mean I'm the top podcast in the world. And that's that. Positioning is, as stated earlier, how you differentiate yourself in the mind of your listener. Think about it. We're not angling for number one. We're angling for what helps us to be unique to our audience. As I noted in the last episode, it's very possible the show you want to do will have already been done by someone else. It may even have a similar name to the one you want to use. Assuming your research confirms that this is indeed an active show, how do you navigate around that? How do you position yourself not just to be found on Apple Podcasts, but in the hearts of your listeners? To do that, you must make sure your podcast fills a gap in the market. Even amongst similar shows, you must strive to be different. Now, I hope you did your homework from the last episode, because this is where it's going to come in handy. Let's take a look at those shows that are similar to you. That's now your competition. Their audience is the audience you want listening to your show. And how do you get them to do that? We need to identify what gaps exist in this space that you're trying to reach. So in looking at your competition, what gaps are there? For me, when developing our Humble Beer podcast, I looked at what other craft beer podcasts were out there. I identified about 20 of them that were popular, and from there I tried to identify similarities in format, episode titles, show names, and so on. I was looking for any gap I could find. What became increasingly clear was that most shows don't interview the brewers. They just drink beer and shoot the breeze. And there were so many shows that were focused on being smart or snobby or experts that it was exhausting. This led me to realize that nobody was learning craft beer. They were just spouting their opinion on the flavor of a beer based on ABV, IBUs, and the brewery of origin, and they were really pretentious about it, too. If you drink Bud Light, shame on you.
Sean the non-believer!
Sean!
Sean!
But what we needed was something humbler. Something for everyone wanting to learn about craft beer. Thus, our Humble Beer podcast was born. This show has been purpose-built and positioned for those wanting to get into craft beer. Neither myself nor my co-hosts were expert on beer when we started, and I would say we're still learning. We chose not to be another beer review podcast, too. Instead, we worked on interviewing local breweries, which eventually expanded interviewing regional breweries, and along the way, we documented the growth of craft beer in our community, and we were able to educate our audience at the same time. We found our gap. We dug in, and we were rewarded with some great content and a rather large audience. It's worth noting here that we didn't set out to be number one, just to be the most humbly beery podcast on the market. We owned our positioning, and we were rewarded for our efforts. And I hope this in some way inspires you. Of course, this wouldn't be a How to Start a Podcast podcast if we didn't make it practical. So what can we do to put all this into practice? First, let's think about your target audience. Based on your research so far, what does your target market need that you provide or can bring a unique perspective to? We went over this a bit in our previous episode, and in many cases, you'll find that your unique perspective is enough to build your positioning statement within the current market. Of course, this isn't always the case. So the next thing you need to ask is, of those that are similar to you, do they say your value proposition in the same way that you do? Are they using the same formula or method that you are for your show? If so, how do you work around that? Can you do the opposite of them? Is there an angle that you have that they don't? Keep digging until you find that gap in the market. Once you've identified that gap, it's time to figure out how your show can fill that space. It's time for us to position your podcast. By this point, you should have copious notes on what your objective is for the show. how you plan to hit your target and your concept. And before we dive too deep into positioning, the first thing we need to do is revisit your concept and ask, does this make sense based on everything we've evaluated? If it does, great. If not, what needs to change? Once you've got that answered, we need to start narrowing in on our position. So the first question I'd ask is, based on your objective, target, concept, what is the message of your podcast? Your message should be the culmination of all these thoughts. It's the important idea you want to convey that fits with your concept. With Our Humble Beer, the message was that you don't have to be an expert to drink craft beer. And furthermore, that it didn't make you less of a person for drinking something that wasn't craft beer. Now that we've got that in place, we want to consider this question. How will people benefit from the message? I want you to imagine how people will benefit and write that down. For instance, when planning this show, my hope is that people will be able to start their own podcast and be successful with it as a result of the content we produce. And lastly, we want to boil down your positioning into one sentence or tagline. Take your multi-sentence thoughts as well as your messaging and make it simple enough for someone to understand at a glance. As way of example, for Our Humble Beer, it was the humbler side of craft beer for the obvious play on the name of the podcast and to help people know we're not trying to be one of those podcasts. It's also by this point that you should have a solid idea of what you want your show's name to be. If you don't, that'll be part of your homework. For your homework, think over all we've discussed so far. Is there something in your description, messaging, or even one sentence description that you can put into the name of the show? Be thinking about it. And for next time, I want you to have both that one sentence description as well as your podcast's name ready to go. And speaking of the next episode, next time we'll be discussing your show's format, structure, and how to create an intro and outro for your show. It'll be fun. And I look forward to having you back with us on the next episode. Thank you for listening to The Humble Podcaster. You can keep up with the latest on the podcast at humblepodcaster.com and be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to connect with us on social media, you can find us at HumblePod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And remember, stay humble, stay on course, and keep on podcasting. This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.